All right, Craig, thank you. This is Hometown Radio for the Central Coast. You're listening to the Dave Congleton Show. Good to be with you. Stick around. Travel writer Tom Wilmer is on his way. He'll join us during the 4 o'clock hour. This segment, I think this is a great idea, and I hope you'll help me spread the word. There is a very special workshop coming up on Wednesday, June 19th, as in a week from today. And I stress, it's absolutely free, totally free. Who's putting it on? Look who's sitting across from me. Louis Camas is back from Empath, and he brought with him his partner in crime, Michael Dunn. Gentlemen, nice to see you both. Thanks for being here.
Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having us back, Dave.
Week out. Are we ready, Louis?
We are ready to rock and roll. This is going to be a fun event. We have a really great agenda plan to help businesses in the local area understand brand better, help promote their businesses, and create a culture of excellence internally, and then messaging that externally out to their audiences.
And this is absolutely free.
It's absolutely free.
Free. This is going to be a week from today, from 2 to 5 p.m. at the South County Regional Center. How'd you get the idea, Louis? Why do we need this?
Well, when you think about brand, a lot of people have different interpretations of what brand is, and a lot of people go to the logo or the identity of a brand, wherein brand is every touch point of the customer experience. And what we want to do is help shape the internal team of a company understand brand differently so that it helps up-level the business, helps them gain greater customer experiences, and really helps promote them better in the marketplace.
Let's just go back to 101. When you say the word brand, explain for our listeners, please.
Yeah, so brand is, think of a business, and in that business you have products and services, you have your internal team of people delivering those products and services, you have your customers, and really what brand is, it's a vessel of trust of customers that experience your product or service and the memory they have during buying that product, using that product, or experiencing that service. So what we want to help do is help businesses develop their brand that creates positive, memorable experiences for that customer.
So here's a hypothetical. McDonald's. I grew up 4 blocks from the first McDonald's in suburban Chicago. I remember growing cross-country with my brothers in the 1960s when McDonald's was first taking off. And when I think of McDonald's, even though I don't eat there anymore, I have very pleasant memories. Would that be a positive branding experience?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely that is. And
all right,
you're tying that back to an experience outside of McDonald's, but McDonald's was part of that.
Yeah.
So when you think about brand experience, one that comes to mind is Disney for me. Going on It's a Small World, a popular ride. Some people get that song stuck in their head.
Please don't sing it, Louis.
No, I'm not going to sing it. I'm not that good of a singer. But
yeah, I don't care for that.
It's one of those experiences that I remember because I went there with my grandma.
Yeah,
I remember going in, and I was a little scared at first because of the dancing dolls and the music, and it was dark. But I remember looking at her, and she was so excited, and her eyes lit up. And then I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. And now every time I go back to Disneyland, I could re-experience that, even though my grandma's no longer with us. So that's a positive brand experience. And you could do that, maybe not to the level of Disney, who's really set the standard for experience, but you could do that type of experience development in every company.
Michael, you have an example that comes to mind for you?
Yes. Well, you know, everybody now talks about UX, user experience, CX, customer experience. So, you know, the tech people's just finally trying to embrace this, but yet they don't want to talk to us. Try calling Facebook, LinkedIn, any of those platforms.
Yeah.
You can't, and that's intentional.
Yeah.
So does that leave a salient memory in someone's mind? No. My thing about brands is businesses focus on brands, like how do we monetize and how do we get on the page, and that's necessary. They own the brand. They handle it. But once it's out there in the world, brand's about what people say and feel about you when you're not in the room.
Yeah.
And no matter what you do. So it's like, can you brand anything? Yes, salt. It's just an ion. Look at the Morton salt. They came, and now there's hundreds of salts in a category. Look at wine. Wine used to have 4 categories. If you walk down an aisle, Vons or something, there's 800 stock-keeping units in there. So my experience with brand, as I try to say, is like people remember strong emotions, and your limbic brain makes those emotions. Then your executive function, your cerebral cortex, makes that go and rationalizes your decisions. So what we try to do is when we go in as brand consultants, advertising agencies focus on how people are going to feel and try to get them to try for the first time. But what most businesses really need is not just people to show up, but what happens when you're experiencing the service or the product, and then how are you going to follow up afterwards? So if you go into a restaurant, say XYZ restaurant downtown, they do great promotions, and they go in there, the food is great. If you have a bad server, they're late, they don't bring their check on time, you're going to remember that. Maybe you'll give them one more chance.
Yep.
Maybe you won't. So it's not just about, and I think a lot of tech companies and large companies need to look at more of their brand budget going into customer experience and customer service. And that's what we're trying to teach people, because advertising agencies, they do a portion of brand design firms. They can design an identity. But we want to teach customers on how to build a brand and how to stay in a positive mindset, because brands, the people out there, they just use it to make choices. We make about 100 decisions a day. 10 of them need critical thinking. Most of them are habit, and they're in their subconscious. And so we want to make decisions that businesses do. We want to tell them that each decision they make needs to be intentional for the chance of getting people back in.
Well, Louis, who's your target audience? Who should come to this workshop a week from today?
Yeah, we're excited to have CEOs, founders, designers, marketers of any type, whether it be digital or traditional, even people that are in customer service. It's about thinking differently about how brand interacts and how people, your audience, connect with your brand. So I think it will be valuable for anybody that gets that or wants to understand more of it, because of the different workshops we're going to have and different types of skills that we're going to share there.
And I was asking when he came in, what about, like, we just had this nonprofit organization, Tolosa Children's Dental Center here. Could a nonprofit gain something from this?
Absolutely. In fact, nonprofits and smaller businesses need brands more than anybody, or need brand development more than anybody, because they often don't have a lot of media budget or media power to get out there and create awareness. So that's where customer experience really plays a larger role in creating ambassadors. So if you're a nonprofit and you want to gain more market share, it's about connecting with more people in your community to help get the word out. The way you do that is through brand recognition and developing brand awareness.
All right, so this is all happening a week from today from 2 to 5 p.m. at the South County Regional Center down at Rio Grande. It's right next to the library. Again, we stress this is free. But break it down for us, please, Louis. What are you going to do during those 3 hours? What's the schedule?
Yeah, so the first hour or so we're going to focus on is what brand is, how it works, how you can leverage it in your business. We're going to go over some different workshops on developing brand awareness of what your messaging is. So what do you believe you are internally? What is everybody in your company, if we were to ask them what it is you do, what's that message? And then we figure out how to align that externally. So let's look at your website. Let's look at social media. Let's look at some of the advertisements that you post. Is the messaging aligned? So we're going to look at that holistically and see if there's cohesion there. And usually there isn't. And that's how we're going to help them bridge the gap. After we go through that, we're also going to do what we call an empath map. Now, empathy is a key part of our proposition in our business, Empath. It's about uncovering the emotions behind a brand, because people make emotional decisions, not logical decisions. So we're going to help those that come develop an empath map, which looks at their customers, what they think, what they see, and what they do. And in the intersection of that is how you make them feel. So we'll go through that. And then the last hour or so, we're going to actually look at all of their assets. So we're recommending people bring their business cards, print out your website, your social media profiles, all of your letterhead and advertisements, everything that you have that's an asset of your brand. And then we're going to lay it out on a table. We're going to go through and critique and help make improvements to get you better results. Because at the end of the day, the last step of this is about sending out what you've learned into a message format that connects with your audience and helps inspire them to make a decision on using your product or service.
You should mention your partners in this. You're doing this with Hot House?
Yeah, that's right. So we're partnered up with Hot House, Cal Poly Hot House. They're going to be helping to promote it. We also have SBDC as part of that, and South County Chambers of Commerce. It's going to be hosted out the regional center down there in Rio Grande, right next to the library.
Yeah. Michael, talk a little bit about some of the common mistakes people make in terms of their branding.
They leave it up to the advertising agency, and the number one person in any business, whether they're a large business, CEO, or is the owner. I mean, if you think of a local business, and I remember you were talking the other day when I was driving, I was listening to your show, and you were trying to remember Chipino, but
yeah,
you remembered easily
remember.
About tortilla flats, and
right.
The food at tortilla flats wasn't great.
No.
Their nightlife was really booming in the 80s, but who I associated with that brand was Elias. He was always there. He always had a smile. He always greeted you. So it actually ties together on how to, you know, teach small businesses that their personal brand, which is their reputation that they could monetize or that they can get goodwill within the community. I mean, even Ian Parkinson at the Sheriff's Department, if you're listening, Ian, you should send some of your deputies out there, because a brand is about reputation. and how you and you can't change a reputation overnight. Once somebody gets something in your in, right. in their mind, they stick. So it's about what behaviors can you change? And when Lewis was talking about messaging, what's the key message that you always see? It's price. You know, so really, a CEO and the CFO need to get together and go, why is the price like this, and what message is it going to send out? There's something in behavioral economics called the left digit effect. You see that car lots use it all the time. It's not 11,000, it's 10.99.
Because
you remember the 10.
99 cents.
So what we're trying to do is teach people here the fundamentals and the process that I've built over 2.5 decades. Is the first thing we're going to give people the tactics to find out what's the truth of your business reality now. Is market research part of that? Yes, but if you have a small business, it could be surveys. It can be getting a college student to call up with a survey question and do some market research for you. And it's asking your customers or your vendors. And then we have to help them clarify their positions. And sometimes their messages needs to be visual. I mean, we work with a nonprofit recently, and they had the message. It was all in words. But they're helping disabled community and training those people. I'm like, why don't you show photos of those people so that in a second with a headline they can get that? It's like, well, that's going to cost a lot. I mean, use those as flyers and put them at other people that support you. Communicate that together. And then we're going to teach people a little bit on maybe how they can do some of their own public relations. You know, do they need to hire an agency? In a region like this, it's so insular that if they do the homework and they put that together, wouldn't you, as a journalist, rather speak directly to the owner than using a filter of an agency? You usually get something that's more real that way.
Hmm. Common mistakes you see, Lewis? Anything you'd point to?
Absolutely. So I'm more on the digital side, where Michael handles much of the traditional media creative. But if you look at digital, what we see is, and we talked about this with the Cal Poly rebrand, is how does an identity scale down to different formats, different sizes? When you're on your phone, how does that look when you're on your desktop? How does that look on a social media site? So when we think about identity of a brand, how does that get sent out? And then you have messaging. So you have different platforms like Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. How is your messaging aligned but customized for each platform? So I'm on Facebook. Yeah. I typically want a different message than when I'm on LinkedIn.
But if I'm a small business, say in St. Louis, do I want to be on Facebook?
Absolutely. So it depends on your demographic and who you're trying to connect with, because each platform has a different audience. But for Facebook, and especially locally here, a lot of people are active on there, especially if you look at small businesses that promote there. They usually get decent ROI because it's a small local community. Same thing with Instagram. Now, LinkedIn, if you go on LinkedIn, it's not as engaged.
I still don't get
locally
LinkedIn.
Here.
I don't get
well,
LinkedIn.
It's a B2B network, so it's business professionals connected with other business professionals. No cat memes, right? So it's all it's all business, and it's a little bit more secular in that sense. So, but it's less active in the local area. If I want to kick with somebody in San Francisco, it's more active up there and in LA. So you got to know which platform to use, which message to use, and your brand lives in between.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about a business branding workshop that's being held a week from today in Arroyo Grande, organized by my guests, Lewis Camassa and Michael Dunn. I forgot to ask, how do people sign up for this?
Yeah, so they could sign up online. There's a link that we could post after the show, but they could go to the URL. It's bit.ly/brand19, and that's a capital B in brand.
Repeat that, please.
So that's bit.ly/capitalBRAND19.
All right, we stress it's free. You want us an idea of how many people are going to come. That's all.
That's all. And if they show up and they don't sign up, I don't think we're going to turn anybody away.
And we'll also be sending out resources beforehand so they can prepare for it. So we want to email them that. And then, of course, afterwards, if you can't make the event, register anyway. We'll send out a recording with everything that we go over and some of the packets we'll be handing out.
All right. Now we'll come back and chat more with my guests. I'm Dave Congleton. This is Hometown Radio. You're with Dave Congleton. This is Hometown Radio. Wouldn't this be a brand? I branded this, Michael Dunn, Lewis Camassa.
You're a brand.
I'm a brand
because
it's Hometown Radio.
You have a reputation in the community. People know you. Within seconds, I can understand your voice, and I pretty much, if I've listened to you on and off over the last 15 years, I know what I'm going to get from your show, so that's good.
It's interesting because I have no idea.
Well, we know your boundaries. Your listeners do, and just like you talk about McDonald's, so brands help people make less risky bets. So if you're driving cross country and you came into San Luis Obispo in the 70s, and you said, let's get a burger, and you see McDonald's, like, we know exactly what we're going to get there.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, what, Scrubby and Lloyd's is the best. Yeah, it's small. I don't know. We're not going to take the risk. Locals know, but you know, it goes. So that brand.
What is that place? Yeah.
Brand helps people go, okay, I'm not going to risk my time, my money, or my experience. I know I'm going to get here.
All right, Lewis, for people just tuning in, let's remind them, please, about a week from today.
Absolutely. So we have a brand building workshop we're hosting down there in AG right next to the library at the South County Regional Center. It's going to be from 2 to 5 p.m. As Dave has mentioned multiple times, it's totally free. Just got to pay for your gas money to get down there and hang out for a few hours, learn about brand, how to grow your business, how to change the culture of your company internally so it aligns better with your customers externally, creates better experiences, and ultimately generates more money.
And do some networking.
You could do some networking too.
Yeah. Better time for networking. Craig, you have a question?
Well, I was going to say, how could Dave leverage his brand for some financial gain? What should he do?
Well, I mean,
T-shirts?
The one thing that you listen to Dave Ramsey because he's on your station there.
I like Dave.
His radio show is a platform for advertising every one of his books, every one of his speaking engagements. From getting on, he goes on now on other podcasts because he's a podcast hero. Mm. He does have shirts. He has books. He brought his daughter into the business. She has books. So he's used his radio spot, which he's turned into a podcast, into a platform to basically market to his loyal listeners things that he think that they will buy. Dave could do the same. We could make him T-shirts. We can take him on tour across the
writing
county.
Radio
across
seminars.
The county. Yeah, yeah.
So if he were to do like writing and radio seminars and charge $10 a head and then talk about it on the radio, that would be a way for him to leverage his brand.
That's right. Correct. Think of it like a ladder. Is you have the ascension ladder, and right now everything he gets in and listens for free, but then you can go up the next step, and for $10 or $20, you can download the course on how to host and create your own interview kind of segment, and then you can go up next, you get the book, and then you get the whole DVD set. Maybe in person, you're holding seminars and workshops and
that'll be my next
charging
life.
Per seat.
We're thinking about doing a podcast, and we don't want a lot of listeners because not very many people can do it, because what we don't want to do is spend all of our time teaching people about what brand is. And in the new business process, we could say, well, if you're interested in working with us, we could send them a few episodes and go that way.
We were talking about Rush Limbaugh, and he made Snapple as an example.
I mean, no one had heard about Snapple. They didn't have hardly any budget, and he was the up-and-coming, like, biggest talk radio, you know, performer out there. And just on radio, he launched Snapple. So if, you know, now brands are going to podcasters like Tim Ferriss, and if you're into fitness or health or investors, that those people listen to him. All the alpha young millennials are listening to Tim Ferriss. Or Joe Rogan, if he gets something, he's into fitness, he does fitness things. So it all depends on what that podcaster is talking about. Now advertisers are looking for what's next, what's new.
Podcasts are the big thing now?
They're huge for marketers, and they're really good to get people in what they're doing. Some restaurants now, because they can't fill the seats up, especially up in the big cities, and some even here, they'll on their slow nights, they'll put a camera in their kitchen, and the chef will talk to people on the air, like, here's what I'm cooking.
Wow.
And then people came to the restaurant, they said, can you do cooking classes? Like, I can on Tuesdays between lunch and dinner. And he started making there. And then those people came back more. If you gave a class on how we can interview and how we can get people on the air, I would pay you $1,000 to come in, because I don't want to take 6 months to learn it when I can get your help. So it's all about, you know, it's all about a new way to learn for people and for customers and for business.
I like the suggestion of the chef, Lewis. That's interesting. You put a camera in the kitchen.
Put the camera in the kitchen. I mean, you see that with a lot of TV shows where you go in an undercover boss and you're looking at the reality of the business. And video is really the next, I wouldn't say big thing, but it's the next evolution to what we've been doing with writing and with audio. And now it's a combination of visuals, and people are sharing that and sharing their lives. And it's getting niched down to where if you have a really interesting hobby, it's underwater basket weaving, right? You could find a whole group and video tutorials and everything on that. Because you have access to the internet, and there's people and specialists that spend time investing and teaching others how to do it. So although there's a lot of static and you got to stand out from that, you stand out by niching down and specializing.
My takeaway from all this, guys, is that this workshop is going to teach me basically to think outside the box. New way of looking at my thing.
Yeah, it's hard to look at yourself. I mean, that's one reason consultants and agencies are so well is and one of the biggest conceits of consultants and agencies is they don't need any. But, you know, we all need a mirror to hold up. So what we hope to do in this workshop is get some constructive feedback to people. I'm like, this is what you're doing is great. Here's some other options. And here's how you can get more information without breaking your bank. And what the hope is, well, let's have a mini, you know, a little creative community like Austin here and just level up, you know, everybody's understanding of what it means to serve the community.
And Lewis, again, how can people sign up for this free workshop a week from today?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to this URL. It's bit.ly/brand19. It's a capital B. Or you can go to the South County Chambers of Commerce website and event. You can sign up through their event drop down there. Or you can give us a call at 888-979-1324, and I'll happily sign you up and get you set up for the event.
The main thing is this is a week from today, 2 to 5 p.m., at the South County Regional Center in Arroyo Grande. Nice facility, and it's only 3 hours.
Yeah, you could always come down and do a live cast there if you'd like.
All right.
And it will be recorded, so if you can't attend in person, if it's you have a meeting or you're going to be out of the area, sign up and register, and we'll send you the video after.
Actually, I'm going to be out of town on Wednesday. Otherwise, I might take you up on that. Thanks to Lewis Camassa and Michael Dunn for coming in. Lewis, final thoughts about the branding workshop?
We're excited to have some great local companies in that we know have made big impact in the area, and we're looking for new companies, too, that want to learn how to do that. We can be combining all of that to create a really exceptional event that we hope to have many more of in the future.
Michael.
Thank you for the time, and I think if you're curious about how you can improve your business, you might want to invest a couple of hours and come down. Like you said, there's going to be a lot of other businesses in the community there. It will be a good chance to network and get out of your office for a few hours.
Yeah, we got a manager listening right now. Send some of your staff people. Hey, go check out this thing.
Exactly. We'll happily serve them, show them what brand is, how it works, and I guarantee you'll see results in how they implement that throughout the business.
All right, gentlemen, thank you. Good luck on
the event. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Off we go. News, traffic, weather. Get ready. Tom Wilmer is in the house. This is Hometown Radio.